No playing.
Hello everyone, and welcome to D20 Dudes, the tabletop role-playing podcast where the die decides our topic. I'm Dylan.
I'm Molly.
And we are going to continue a trend today, because we're going to talk about the optional classes in Cyborg, one of which you played, Molly.
Yeah, I did. Which one was it? I just remember Assassination.
You were the Cyber Slasher.
Yes.
The Deranged Cyber Slasher, I believe it was called.
Mm-hmm.
Morkborg is the name that I was looking for. Mm-hmm. Classes aren't mandatory. They are very optional.
Mm-hmm. I mean, like, they're written by the same people, so...
I think it's written by, like, one of the same dudes.
And they're published by the same company, and they're basically the same games set in different settings, if I remember correctly.
They are basically the same game.
Did you write that down?
What?
It sounded like you wrote that down as you were talking.
No, this book is organized a little silly. So I'm trying to find the page I need.
Where?
You're making me look a fool, Cyborg.
Making me look like I didn't read you, and I totally, definitely did read this.
I did read this book, fucking cover to cover.
Yeah, definitely.
Just a long time ago. Here it is. Here's the page I need. So, much like the Morkborg, my nose is just all of a sudden just full of gunk. Much like the Morkborg way of things, like these are a bit more like in depth in terms of how the characters are created. Hold on. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's a little better. Wow. They're more in depth in terms of how the character is created, but they also have a higher likelihood of survival anyway. So you're kind of getting that trade-off where it's going to take a bit more time to make a character, but you can kind of put that investment forth because you're hopefully not just going to die in your first engagement. Hopefully.
Hopefully. I mean, there's every possibility considering the game.
Considering what actually happened.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That was a big old set of uh-ohs.
I told you that first thing that I was like, wow, I'm rolling really high this time. And then you got to learn why I said that.
Absolute pee-pee. You got just poo-pooed on by your own D20. It just, like, it barely allowed you to get any hits in.
Right? It didn't allow me to live, certainly. So
it sure didn't.
It sure did not.
Did not finish mm-hmm. that adventure. But we begin our coverage of the optional classes of Cyborg with the shunned nanomancer. It's inside you, infesting your brain, warping your flesh. People are afraid of you now.
If it wasn't,
they're
nanomancer,
afraid of the power that poisons you.
Would it be bananas?
You're scared too. I swear to God. If you're doing a dramatic reading and you're like, you're bananas.
That's because I'm hilarious. All
right,
continue, please.
So their HP is toughness plus a D4. They get D2 glitches. They are weird, so they roll 3D6 plus 2 for presence. They are ill, so they roll 3D6 minus 2 for toughness. They start with one random nano power. Any starting app or cybertech is replaced with a random nano. You roll a D6 for a weapon and D2 for armor.
What if they were the illest?
Yo, they'd be straight ill and dog.
Would that go to their...
I don't think anyone says that anymore.
I do, because it sounds fun. Do you think that goes towards their toughness or towards their presence if they're the illest?
Considering it's like a measurement of riz, it would go towards presence.
But the word is ill.
Yeah, but it's used ironically.
That's not ironic.
To say someone is the illest or that they're illin is irony because it means that they're very cool and fresh and stylish and neat.
Yeah, but like I meant the word ill itself. Like that's not an ironic use of the word ill.
Yeah, and this it just means that they have a fucking sickness. And that nanites have infested their body and are probably eating them.
You're a dork. Okay, continue, please.
You got infected when, on a D6, 1, you spent a wild night with a group of neo-pagan cultists performing profane rites to some snake god. Oh, that's a reference to Morkborg. Yep. 2, a star fell close to your building and you were a curious child.
Isn't this set in the world of Morkborg, kind of?
Yes, but like thousands of years later.
Yeah, that's what I thought. So, reference as, you know, like a sequel, actually.
Yeah, I mean, the world keeps ending, so, like, who knows how much of Morkborg actually survived.
So it's a sequel in series.
Yeah, I mean, we know that Galgenbeck is, like, a bunch of fucking ruins buried in G0, so...
Would you call it, like, a series or a sequence?
I don't know, it's a bunch of fucking binary on-off states of, is world on, yes, then know. 1. 3, you found drugs. Free drugs. They were neither drugs nor free.
By the way, has anyone watched Fallout? Reminds me of, like, you'd really like it. It's on Amazon Prime.
Yeah, that's why I haven't watched it.
You can probably, I'll show you the website that I use. You can probably find it there too. But it was quite funny. You'd really like it.
4, you were kidnapped and subjected to horrible experiments.
Wow. So you think doing drugs is like that, but it's yourself doing horrible experiments on yourself?
I mean, if I found a fucking syringe and I was just like, sweet, free drugs, things probably aren't going great for me anyway.
Yeah, I know, but like, can I at least postulate that it's you're doing self-imposed weird experiments?
No, moving on.
Rude.
5, a G0 rat bit you. Cool. 6, you were born. Just from birth.
Just in general. Wow.
You also have one of these on a D6. 1, a strange leaf-looking knife. Deals D4 damage, and victims have to test toughness or bleed 1 HP for D6 rounds. 2, milk-white eyes that see through lies. That rhymed. Once per day, when you believe you've been lied to, test presence DR8. On a success, you can tell whether the target lies for the rest of the day. I don't know how that works.
Maybe do I.
3, burnt orange stone-like skin. Minus D4 damage taken, not subject to being reduced on a defense fumble. Instead, you take an additional D8 damage as part of your skin is ripped off.
Mm-hmm.
A second mouth where your navel used to be. Any food or drugs consumed with your navel mouth are twice as effective.
Great. That's haunting. Awesome. That's, great.
I don't like it.
I don't like that either. I could do with
that. That actually kind of gives me the jeebs.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Yeah,
Ooh. Oh my.
your coat, right?
What? What did you just say?
5, an elongated, pointed, and semi-translucent skull. Your brain shines underneath, emitting light like that of a candle.
Wait, hold on. That sounds a lot like the glass skull from, like, what was that? No, the crystal skull? From Indiana Jones?
I guess they had nanites.
I bet they had nanites. That's the reason why they were all skeletons, because they all came down to Earth and then died, because the nanites were unhappy about everything. I don't know.
Like, this is Earth. Earth sucks. We didn't want to go here. Take us to McDonald's.
Exactly. See, you got it.
6, scales cover most of your body. Any roll to resist cold, heat, or radiation is minus 4 DR. Then we move to the burned hacker. You were one of the sharpest deckers in Psy. No one could use tech or warp the world with an app like you could. You don't know what went wrong. You messed up. Maybe you were tricked. Maybe you got sloppy. You glimpsed a terrible truth, and now you're burnt. No collective, no fallback, nothing. Their HP is toughness plus a D6. D2 glitches. Cutting Edge, so they roll 3d6 plus 2 for knowledge. Unhealthy Living, so they roll 3d6 minus 1 for strength. And Toughness, starting with a cyber deck with knowledge plus 4 slots and a random app. Any rolled nano or cyber tech is replaced with a random app. Roll d8 for weapon, d2 for armor, and 6d10 times 1,000 debt. These people have a lot of debt starting right out.
Mm-hmm. It's just you built an app. Grad school.
Ugh. You built an app. Roll a d6. The Borg trigger 0.5. Provoke a Psy Rage test for one nearby target. Lol. Parallaxes imagery around you, making you invisible to all tech except true AI for 10 minutes. Boom boom. D4 nearby simple devices, lamps, monitors, cameras, etc. explode. D6 damage to up to D4 targets. Copy swappy. For D10 rounds, all tech will mistake you for another person within 30 meters and vice versa. To error. Target's RCD renders subliminal, personalized nightmare imagery that distorts reality. Test presence DR14 or you're unable to act for D4 rounds. The DVG sling. Deal damage to a cyber target or drone, vehicle, or mech based on their size. Dog-sized targets take D6 damage, human D10, car 2D8, and larger targets take 2D12.
Hmm.
These are very hard to say because so many of them have like double entendre in their meaning or like use like numbers instead of letters. So like LOL is LAW1.
Mm-hmm.
Man, like, did not make that easy to put into an audio format. Yeah. But it's like LEET, so it's LOL. Oh, give me them lolsies, bro. Bro, check out this sweet cat vid that I hacked out on the internet. Anyway.
Sorry, I'm struggling to get my workers to not die.
Cool.
While also drinking coffee and being super duper high. So, I guess I'm
and
just listening
that
to
is the point in this week's podcast where Molly mentions that she's high.
Hey, what the heck? I'm trying to give you an excuse as to why it seems like I'm not listening, but I am listening. It's just that I'm heavily distracted by everything around me. I have the ads. Did you know that?
No.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Definitely never told me that one before.
Mm-hmm. All right. So
on a deep dive of the cyber cosmos, you found a terrible truth. D6. The public faces of the UCS board are fabricated. They don't exist. Who's running the UCS?
What's the UCS two, stealth, again? The
United... It's one of the big it's one of the big companies, one of the big corporations. Okay. Two, stealth carrier drones are offloading large amounts of something in G0 on rainy nights. Three, rogue AI are flocking to Psy, more so than anywhere else in the world. Four, nanobacteria is seeping into the net. What does that even mean? Who's covering it up?
Mm-hmm.
I love that this makes it out like that you're a fucking crazy conspiracy theorist, like as part of the text.
Also, how the fuck does nanobacteria even work?
It's like bacteria, but smaller.
But like, did the nanobots make nanobacteria?
Yeah, so from what I understand, like the nanites in Morkborg are like partially robotic, partially bacterial. Like they're cybernetic microscopic organisms.
So the because it was like bacteria are the nanites.
Yeah, so like it's like alien bacteria from space came down and hijacked the nanites as part of their own biology, creating this cybernetic microorganism. And it's like fucking with a lot of stuff.
Fascinating.
Two AIs have merged into a two-headed sentience. Its intelligence is beyond our comprehension. Once again, we're talking about the two-headed basilisks of Morkborg, which is another cool kind of nod back to the original.
Mm-hmm.
Six, an unknown collective has opened backdoors in Psy's major data nodes. No hackers have claimed credit.
Hmm.
Spooky.
Very spooky.
After that, we have the discharged corp killer. A good soldier in bad company, always fighting someone else's war in the name of greed. Capitalism crushed your enthusiasm quickly enough, and you were discharged without severance. HP is toughness plus D8, D2 glitches. You're an emotionally scarred jarhead. Roll 3d6 minus 1 for knowledge and presence, but you're tough as nails. Roll 3d6 plus 2 for toughness. Roll a d4 plus 1 for armor. Your auto-fire tests are always minus 1 DR, and the corp wants you dead.
Interesting.
You took something from your employer when you left the force. D6. 1, an old-school heavy machine gun. D12 automatic damage, but breaks down after a damage roll of 1. You can fix it if you get 10 minutes of quiet time. 2, prototype smart assault rifle. D10 automatic damage, around the corner shooting, camera sight, grenade launcher, the works. 3, toughness plus 5 hand grenades and 5 flashbangs. You throw grenades with minus 2 DR. 4, a heavy laser cannon. D12 damage, presence DR14 against people, bots, and animals, 3d12 damage, presence DR10 against vehicles, turrets, or similar targets. I probably said that in a weird way, but it's easier to hit big targets and you do more damage to big targets.
Mm-hmm.
5, crowd control air cannon. D6 damage can hit up to D3 targets close to each other. 6, incendiary shotgun. D10 damage and test agility DR12 or flammable materials are ignited for plus D6 damage the following round. On a D6, your deployment. 1, urban infiltration and size central. You know the area well. 2, orbital station grunt. 0G wall breaches and airlock executions were your idea of fun. 3, maritime raider. Blowing up drilling rigs, underwater labs, and the occasional ship. 4, mobile wasteland rig corps. Mowing down roadrunners, sabotaging rival infrastructure, burning what little nature was left. 5. Periglacial Set Corp, plundering released gas and bioweapons for your employer. 6. You didn't get that far. You washed out.
Hmm.
Now this one's my favorite. The Orphaned Gearhead. Okay. People are unreliable. Mm-hmm. Socially, physically, emotionally.
Wow.
Weak bodies and weaker wills. They are worn down, unfixable. Instead, you have mastered emotionless steel and loyal code. You can fix, drive, and pilot any machine. Machines you can trust.
Sounds like an edgelord.
A little bit,
mm-hmm.
But this is Cyborg, so mm-hmm. So is everybody.
Yeah, that's fair.
Toughness plus D8. Is there HP? D4 glitches. They're an engineer, so they roll 3d6 plus 2 for knowledge. They prefer machines. Roll 3d6 minus 2 for presence. You test knowledge DR10 when you try to repair a piece of tech or pilot a vehicle, drone, or other machine. On a d6, you pilot 1, a semi-autonomous quad bot with tools including a health scanner and torch. Loyal, but with an attitude. Bites for d4 damage, knowledge plus d8 HP, and minus d2 armor. What I like there is it's using your knowledge as a measure of its HP instead of like a toughness stat, because it's how well did you build this thing.
Mm-hmm.
2, a flying drone. Follows basic commands, knowledge plus D12 HP, minus D6 armor, and an assault rifle D8 automatic. 3, 3 fly-sized surveillance drones. Equipped with a camera, 3D scanner, and heat sensor respectively. They're incredibly fragile, an expected corporate espionage tool. 4, a prototype crawler drone with a laser turret, D12 automatic, knowledge plus D10 HP, minus D6 armor, can follow advanced commands, needs a hard reboot after dealing max damage. 5, an armored van. 5 seats and lined with junk, has a smuggler's hatch underneath it all. Once a day, test knowledge DR8 to find the spare part you need to fix any broken tech. 6, a walking weapons platform. Die indestructible, large enough to ride, and janky as hell. Anti-material battery, 2d10 damage, destroys most walls, doors, and vehicles with a shot. Has a 2 in 6 chance of breaking down after firing, takes d4 hours to repair. You trusted them when they, 1, disappeared in G0, looking for an advanced lab rumored to have survived the incident. 2, were proclaimed dead, but you know their soul lives on inside something else. 3, were dragged off to a court black site by an anonymous kill team. 4, left you to join up with a Roadrunner outfit. They scavenge scrap in the rivers up north. 5, bugged out, pursued by rival droners and bots, waiting out the heat. And 6, got laid up, comatose in Central Psy Hospital, allegedly a workshop accident. They're fine as long as there's creds on their account.
Hmm.
Now we get to one you're familiar with, Molly.
Yes.
The Renegade Cyber Slasher.
Mm-hmm. It sounded cool.
It did sound cool. It was a fun build.
Mm-hmm.
It just didn't last very long.
No, partially because of terrible rolls, but also because I'm dumb and forgot that I had a buddy.
Oh yeah, we should have used the dog, huh?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that may have actually changed things.
Oh yeah, no, 100% it would have. especially given how successful it was in the first encounter.
Yeah, it did just kind of like help
a lot,
like a lot,
like a lot, a lot.
Whoops. Anyway, Renegade Cyber Slasher.
Yeah.
You are death incarnate, a frenzied flurry of chrome, murder, and bloodstained steel. But yours is no mindless rage. You match your trained and cybernetic... Excuse me. Mm-hmm. You match your trained and cybernetically enhanced body with an equally disciplined mind. You used to kill for a cause, for an ideal, but now you kill for money.
The master edgelord, honestly.
Edgiest of lord.
Mm-hmm. Edgiest.
The picture that uses for this has a tattoo on it that just says, sorry, officer.
Okay.
I find that funny. Their HP is toughness plus D10, and they have D3 glitches. Mm-hmm. They roll 3D6 plus 1 for strength and presence, but they're not a reader. They roll 3D6 minus 2 for knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
Start with one D12 roll for random cybertech. Replace any app or nano with another D12 cybertech roll, which could have helped a lot if you had rolled any nano or cybertech.
Correct.
But you didn't. No. So you kind of got a bare bones outfit on that one, unfortunately.
Yeah, I did.
You try to start each day with, on a D6, doing yoga and meditating. 2, chugging a mix of carefully selected and measured stimulants. 3, assiduously minding your 3 favorite plants. 4, obsessively laying out your clothes and cleaning your gear. 5, doing a recreational blood transfusion. Or that's what you rolled, so. 6, strengthening your inner demon through chaos magic rituals.
What if you just did a blood transfusion from one arm to the other?
I'm transfusing.
It's recreational.
Sure, kiddo. Eat your breakfast. Your trench coat hides most of your D6. 1, ancient blade. D8 damage that has claimed 1,000 souls, or so you say. If you are the first to strike in combat, you deal double damage. 3, a steel cutter chainsaw, D8 damage. Absolutely not made for combat. When hitting for maximum damage, it gets stuck for D3 rounds, dealing damage automatically as long as it remains there.
Messy.
3, the filament Zweihänder, D10 damage, that takes everyone around you nervous. Crits hit with such force that your target is thrown up in the air, making them an easy target, minus 2 DR for everyone else. 4, a wire-wrapped baseball bat, D8 damage, hooked up to a battery. You can supercharge it, dealing plus D4 damage to the target and to yourself. 5, and my personal favorite, the one you rolled, the Dual Logans.
Dual Logans.
The Logans, baby! Mm-hmm. D8 damage that make that sound when you pop them out. Once per fight, you can surprise a victim by popping out feet claws as well, attacking at DR8. And 6, the goddamn flail. D8 damage, spiked, absolutely medieval, crumples and shreds enemy armor a tier for when you hit for 6 plus damage.
Mm-hmm.
I like the Renegade Cyber Slasher. The dual Logans just make me so... The fact that they're called Logans makes me incredibly happy.
It's the edginess. The edginess.
It's just such a good name for that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And our last one, the Forsaken Gang Goon. You ran with the only gang to have your back and treat you like more than slum trash. They were your family, and you bled, stole, fought, and killed for them. They're gone now, so you have to keep your edge. Toughness plus D6 HP, D3 glitches. You're small, roll 3D6 minus 2 for strength, but you're stealthy. All presence and agility tests are minus 2 DR. Roll D6 for weapon and D2 for armor. Your gang, 1, was taken out by a rival gang. They think you're dead too. 2, got hauled off. Cops thought you were just a punk kid. Nobody ratted you out. 3, betrayed you. Left you for dead in the gutter. They don't know you survived. 4, wandered off into G0 with a newfound religious fervor. They left you and a few other skeptics behind. 5, broke the only rules that separate a criminal from a monster. You left on bad terms. 6, threw you out for breaking the code. They'll kill you if they ever see you again.
Ooh. Oh my gosh.
I like how much of this, like, there's a lot that, like, lets you kind of fill in the gaps with what you want it to be.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's one of the things I really like about Morkborg and Cyborg and all the other Borg. I really need to get Pirate Borg. I'm loath to purchase anything right now because of how long it takes things to get here.
Wes, I'd really, really like to hear you read through the one that I sent about that card game that I was playing before.
What?
With Hush House and everything. Remember that game that I was playing with the cards and Hush House?
What?
The Book of Hours?
The Book of Hours. That was it. Thank you.
I don't know what that is.
It's like a 1930s like magic sort of thing. I think I sent it to you.
Was that from like the same company that did like The Lady Afterwards and stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would love to get so many of those things, but they cost money. And I don't have that.
They do cost money.
They cost. I still have that page up for The Lady Afterwards. I really want to get it.
Right? It looked really, really cool.
It looked like a ton of fun.
Thank you.
All right. Your specialty was roll a d6. One, hits. When attacking from surprise, test agility dr10. On a success, you hit once with a melee weapon, dealing normal damage +3. Ooh, free attack is always nice.
Mm.
Two, brawls. Test agility DR14 to sucker punch an opponent in melee. Deal normal damage and give all abilities -2 DR on their next attack against the same enemy. 3. Breaking and entering. You have a talent for opening doors and getting inside buildings. Test agility DR10 to pick any mechanical lock or knowledge DR10 for any electronic lock. You begin with tool sets for both mechanical and electronic lock picking. 4. Fencing. You know potential buyers for almost anything. Once per day, you can test Presence DR12 to remember the name of a person in Psy who might be willing and able to buy whatever illicit goods have fallen into your hands. 5. Cleanup. You know how to clean up evidence from a crime scene. Start with 2 DNA bombs and a large bottle of acid. 6. Assaults. You always liked it old school. Both hands raised, running straight at the enemy. Whatever weapon you begin with, you start with one for each hand. You can use it to make a second attack each round at DR14.
Unfortunately, he cannot have Logan's. That's only Slasher.
You can get Logan's. The Cyber Slasher just has, like, special Logan's because they have feet Logan's.
Feet Logan's?
Yeah, they had feet Logan's.
I'm trying to think of a cute name for feet Logan's. The Logan feet.
Feetgans. Togans.
Togans.
Togans. That's what they. I really love the Borg system. I'm really into like getting Pirate Borg. Like I think that will probably be one of the. So for the listeners out there, I'm going to be moving into a new apartment soon. So things may end up getting a little fucky. I'm going to try and keep the podcast like out and consistent as much as I can, but they may get a little screwy coming up here in the next few weeks because I do have to move.
True. Also, my computer was attempting to commit suicide recently. So.
Yeah.
We'll figure that out.
We be having all kinds of issues lately. I was in the hospital. Molly's computer's trying to die. I have to leave my house. Things is getting a little fucking bonkers lately. But hold on, I'm gonna get this. Here we go. I got the D20. I did it. Here we're starting. We're starting the outro. Woohoo! So thank you everyone for listening. I really like the Borg systems. Super interested in getting Pirate Borg and talking more about them. I would really like to potentially get like a small group together and do like another run of like Morkborg or Cyborg for the podcast. I think that was a really fun little project. And I liked like editing the music in and like some of the sound effects and stuff. And I think getting some practice on that would be really fun.
It does sound
fun. But it was. I liked it a lot.
maybe I won't die if I play.
Yeah, maybe if you have someone to back you up, you won't die right away. If you would like to find us on Facebook, that'd be facebook.com/d20dudes, twitter.com/d20dudes, or @d20dudes on Twitter if you want to find us on there. Discord, we have a link for that down in the description. We're in there basically all the time. If you want to come make fun of us or give us episode suggestions, whatever you want to do, down in the description, join the Discord, please. I'm fucking begging you. And the Patreon.
Also, this dog here is very rude. I was like, do you want pets? And then she looked at me like, how the fuck dare you? No, I want the food.
Off you fuck now. If you would like to support the podcast, patreon.com/d20dudes, just $3 a month will get you a shout out in every single episode, like we have for good friend Molly, good friends Jenny and Word, good friend Zam Wow, and good friend Ken Thomas. Thank you guys for supporting the podcast. Means the world. Thank you for buying me lunch every so often.
Big preach for him. Big preach. It doesn't buy me anything, but I'm just here because it's fun.
If the podcast ever got to a point where I was like making enough money, I would be paying my co-hosts. But I don't think like $30 a month is really going to cut it.
Probably not. Especially with the price.
Especially since I'm just giving it back to the people who gave to me in the first place.
That's true. Very true. Be like,
yeah, that would be the silliest fucking payment plan. Hey guys, give me $10 a month and I'll be able to pay you $10 a month.
Rebates. It's paying it forward over and over and over again. It's paying it circular.
Yeah, it really isn't going forward, is it?
If we made interest on this, it would be a money laundering.
No, I don't know, man. Like, it seems criminal, but I think he's just an idiot. So we're going to roll that d20 and see what next week's episode is going to be about.
Sounds good.
I have rolled a 17. Hold on. We already talked about the Camarilla, didn't we?
I think so.
Am I being a fucking goofus again? Hold on.
I don't know.
Let me go check.
Do I look like a kind of person that like knows stuff?
Wow, we really haven't covered the Camarilla?
Have we not? We've talked about vampires like a lot.
Yeah, we've talked about vampire a lot, and yet somehow we have apparently.
I feel
not
like you've mentioned it like several times too. So
yeah, we talked about the Camarilla a lot. We just apparently haven't done an episode. So I guess next week we're going to talk about the Camarilla.
Wow. Okay.
Cool. Anyway, thanks everybody for listening. I get to edit out a whole bunch at the end of this episode because I've been just a goof.
Bits and bobs at the end of this episode.
Yep. Get to trim that right down. We'll catch you next week where we talk about more vamp. It's really just come right back to where we fucking started. Just a lot of vampire. A lot of like Blades in the Dark. All right, cool. Mm-hmm. Catch you the next week. Catch you. Goodbye.
Goodbye.